Saucier on Eumetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room. Gregory Keene commences with another page from The Dossier on Eumetrius.
We didn't need a crystal ball to realize that Fleur Dupont had tried to lead Eumetrius into our ambush at Paddington Station, or to know that he wasn't being led anywhere. But the fact remained that she'd dropped out of sight, and the man we had following her, Guy Perrin, had lost her down near the docks somewhere. We waited at Paddington till about 9 that night and then handed over to another shift of Scotland Yard chaps, but I didn't really think Eumetrius had any intention of showing up at the cloakroom, or that the Gestapo loot was in fact there at all. That's why Fleur Dupont was so vitally important to us. She knew where it was hidden, and the loot alone could lead us once more to Eumetrius. I was back at the embankment with Colonel Fentress when the phone went. Oh, but I have to go back a bit to what had been going on down by the docks. You see, Eumetrius had the woman Dupont, but Haiti was at the end of her rope. She'd had enough, and she knew what was in store for Dupont when Eumetrius gave Yachty Bloom his orders. I've never understood why Haiti set the woman free down in that warehouse instead of telephoning me herself.
Just a minute. Hold your head still while I pull this tape off. Steady. There.
I can't speak properly. Why are you doing this?
Why doesn't matter. Bend forward so I can get at the knots.
I cannot move. I have been tied up too long.
You have to move. Yachty will be back any moment, and if he finds us here like this...
What were they going to do with me?
Oh, use your imagination. There. Now stand up.
Oh.
You're sure you know how to get to the telephone?
Oh, yes.
Well, pick up that piece of wood.
Oh, come on.
Don't you realize that you have to strike me down or my life won't be worth a pin? Can't I make you understand? Yachty will be back.
What was the number and the name of the ship?
4411, the SS San Bernardino.
Look, I do not know what to
Hurry.
Say.
Now, here by the window. Hard on the back of my head.
Oh, goodbye and good luck.
What are you doing on the ship, Yachty? I told you not to move away from the woman.
I'm wanting to stretch my legs, Demetrius. Haiti is with her, but forgetting her cigarettes.
You left Haiti with Dupont in the warehouse?
She's bound. Not making any noise. You can watch her. What is wrong with that?
When I tell you to do a thing, you do it. Why couldn't Haiti come back for her cigarettes herself?
She's not liking the docks in the fog.
Well, get back to the warehouse at once. I'll come with you. I've told you to take no chances with Haiti since the affair of the sanatorium.
But what can Haiti do? The woman is tied with the hands behind her back.
Don't stand there arguing, you baboon. Get out of the doorway of my cabin and back to the warehouse. Come on, hurry.
See, Demetrius, she's just as I am leaving her with Haiti. God, Demetons, she's gone. The woman's
Stand
gone.
Stand aside. Where's Haiti?
On the floor by the window.
How long were you away?
4 minutes, 5.
I should cut your throat for this. Down the stairs. We must find her. Quickly, she can't get far away. If we've lost that woman, Bloom, I swear I'll strangle you with my bare hands.
Westminster, 4411, Gregory Keith.
Yes, Keane speaking.
Oh, it's Fleur Dupont.
Speak up, I can't hear you. Who is it?
Fleur Dupont.
Where are you?
Just escape.
Quickly, tell me, where are you?
Oh, she said, S.S.
You must speak up. Where are you ringing from?
Esther.
Hello. Hello. Are you there? What's the matter? You there? Hello, Dupont. Are you...
So, we're finding you just in time. You're not struggling. We're not squeezing your throat so hard. You're coming with me back to the warehouse. Demetrius isn't liking it. You're trying to run away. That's better. You're being quiet. Huh? You're fainting, maybe, huh? It's all the same. We're carrying you back. There's no one seeing us in the fog, and Demetrius is waiting.
You sure it was the Dupont woman?
Yes, confound it. Didn't give us even time to make a trace on the call. She didn't even make sense.
What was she trying to say?
All I could make out was what sounded like the letter S repeated. Then it sounded as though someone grabbed her. There was a sort of gurgling.
S? What the devil is she driving at?
You tell me. Oh, of all the maddening circumstances we've had in this thing, do you realize if Fleur Dupont did write us that note saying Demetrius would be at the Paddington cloakroom, she must have seen him already when I went to her flat. And yet she had to forfeit her own safety.
Yes, it's pretty obvious what she was up to. She has the loot and she's not giving it up. And so to fortify her own position, she tried to get rid of Demetrius by telling him it was at the cloakroom at Paddington.
And now I'll lay you a pound to a pinch of snuff that she's in Demetrius's hands, and you know what that will mean. Oh, I warned her. I warned her not to try and outwit the man.
Not a good that'd be with a woman like Dupont.
But where's Guy Perrin?
What do we want him for?
I have an idea. The car she transferred to in Sloane Square this morning, the car Perrin lost down near the docks, has he filed a description of it?
Yes, surely. Black Mark 6 Bentley drop head it was. Peruvian legation plates.
How many of them registered in London, Black?
Oh, you don't have to worry your head about that, old son. You won't get anywhere in that direction. Train at the yard's already been onto it. A black drop head Bentley was stolen in St. John's Wood 10 days ago. That's why they've been using it for diplomatic corps plates. The chaps on traffic duty give them a salute instead of holding them up. No, Keane. Better make the best of it. We are completely sunk again. How the fellow does it, I'm darned if I know. Oh, confounded, are we a bunch of morons?
Not altogether. And I don't think we're sunk.
No?
Colonel Fentress, they've taken her to a ship, and she was trying to tell me the name of it.
A ship? By Godfrey, I believe you're right.
Just let's have that 2 inch to the mile map down from the wall. I think we're going to find Demetrius on a ship tied up somewhere near where Perrin lost the Bentley. And there can't be many, so we won't have many to search. How do you go about getting a warrant to search a ship?
Tell me, Hedy, how did it happen?
I don't know. I sent Yotti for the cigarettes.
You shouldn't have done that, Hedy.
But she was sitting there in the chair. Her hands were tied behind her. I went over to the window. I was standing there just looking out into the fog. And then my head seemed to explode. And that's all I know.
Yotti ties very good knots. I'd have thought it impossible for Dupont to get free without help.
So would I.
I have an incredible suspicion, Hedy.
Well, keep it till my head clears. Oh, what did she hit me with?
Oh, that length of wood there on the floor, perhaps? Oh, I'm not quibbling about the fact that you were struck down.
Then what are you quibbling about? Oh, if only I could think you...
Shall I do your thinking for you?
Oh, say what you mean. What's the matter with you? Yotti's the person you should be accusing, not me.
Have I accused you?
What do you call it? You're trying to convince yourself that I let the woman escape. What for? Just so she could lead a battalion of police here to arrest us and hang us all? You've been saying that I'm coming to pieces.
With good reason.
But now it's you who are getting to the depths of absurdity. Any time I want to hand myself over to the hangman, I'll get to a telephone and do it myself. Not have my skull beaten in after untying someone else to do it for me.
I'm not concerned with absurdities, Hedy. Fleur Dupont freed herself. Yotti's knots cannot be undone by people whose hands are tied behind their backs.
On this occasion, they were. Talk to Yotti, not me.
Listen to me.
I will not listen. You dealt so long in murder and betrayal.
Just wait here for a minute. Is that you, Yachty?
Yeah. I am catching her at the telephone.
All right, bring her up here. Let her lie on the floor. Oh, we have to quieten her down, I see. Well done, Yachty.
She's at the telephone at the other end of alley. She's puffing, so she can't talk much. I take her by the neck, so when she wakes up, we're making her tell where's the loot, eh? Before she's getting away again.
You fool. You blundering, butchering fool. You see what you've done? You took her by the neck, so did you?
I'm finding her. I'm catching her. What's wrong?
How do we find where the loot's hidden now? See for yourself. Fleur de Pont is dead.
Yachty hadn't made allowances for the fragility of Fleur Dupont's rather beautiful neck. Maybe she deserved it. Who am I to judge? At that time, I wasn't interested in saving the lives of women like Mademoiselle Dupont. I was interested in the ships that were tied up at the docks in London's East End, particularly the one she'd tried to tell me about, because there I would find Eumetrius and say goodbye to Haiti forever.
Demetrius makes a late discovery about Fleur Dupont in the next suspenseful chapter of Dossier on Demetrius.